Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump saying today his planned summit with Kim Jong-un in Singapore next month may be delayed.
On our newsline, CBS News Foreign Affairs analyst Pamela Falk. So, Pam, what's the problem?
Well, he said that he believes, this is President Trump, that Kim Jong-un is serious about denuclearization, but he said the June 12th date for the Singapore summit may not work out. He also said if it doesn't happen, maybe it will happen later. And in any major negotiation, there are doubts and some last-minute posturing. Last week, you had the North Koreans having second thoughts, objecting to the Trump administration's demand that they relinquish their weapons first before receiving any benefits. China has complained that they're not part of the deal, which is probably not helped by a commemorative coin that the White House issued with Kim and Trump on it. And the South Koreans have been blamed by North Korea for the exercises and the comparison of the Trump administration to the Libya deal. So there's a lot going on all in public of this negotiation. It may well serve the Trump administration to delay this.
Pam, the president also said today he's picked up a change in attitude from Kim Jong-un. Any idea what he means by that?
Yes, he said President Xi Jinping of China is a world-class poker player and that Kim Jong-un's attitude changed the second time he visited China, that time a surprise visit, not announced in advance. And what he's trying to do is shift the blame a bit, the president, to China, saying that China may be messing up this deal a little bit and putting pressure on China. At the same time, the Trump administration is in the trade negotiations with China. Now, China wants to be part of this, and the administration clearly sees this just as a Trump-Kim Jong-un summit. This is, by everyone else's standards, a Trump-Kim Jong-un, Moon Jae-in, and Xi Jinping summit. And so I think all of the details of this summit are coming up really fast and have to be negotiated. I think the thing to watch for is that about two dozen reporters from the U.S., Britain, China, Russia, including CBS's Ben Tracy, arrived overnight in North Korea to watch the planned dismantling of one of the nuclear sites of North Korea. If that goes well, it may still move on. But this is not unlike major negotiations where everybody is sort of sending signals before. It could happen on June 12th. It could happen later. But I think it is moving forward.
All right. Thank you, Pam. CBS News Foreign Affairs Analyst Pamela Falk.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.